Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
What up? It is December the 18th. It's Wednesday. Hump Day is what we call it. It's Relationship Wednesday. And we're talking about those funny breakup situations. Hey, you can bet your bottom dollar this will be classic. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude TM Hyman, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Yo, big up to all the lawyers that's in law school. Just hung out with over 100 lawyers. As they are celebrating the holidays over at Stetson Law School. What up? Hey, Ms. Goodley. Hey, thanks for the invite. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. On the other side, the crew. Yo, you're in tune to the TM Hyman Radio Network. Hump Day.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Mac Wild. This is Real Talk, Real People, Real Time. TM Hyman Radio Live. Check it out.
Thank you.
So we're that crew, TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the show. It's Hump Day. We call it Relationship Wednesday. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Your hip-hop informer. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Happy holidays to you and yours. All the way live from Plant City. Give it up. It's that girl. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am here. I am hot, caliente, and all of that. And as Sabe always says, I am much more mature now.
She's purring over there.
Yes.
All the way live
and
from the DMV. Give it up for that crazy wild out dude. It's that dude, Sabe James. Welcome to the show.
What up, man? I don't know. Man, I do the crazy part. I don't know about wild out, but I'll take it, though.
Oh, it was
good,
buddy. Whatever.
All right, man. I'm trying to be modest over here, B. I'm predictable,
yeah.
I would say.
No need. No need for that.
No doubt. Listen, folks, we never know if the madam is passed or not. You know how she rolls. So maybe she'll stop passing. Maybe she won't. But regardless, we're here. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. And
yep.
Let's just have fun. Hey, we're talking about crazy relationship breakups. And so you can guarantee this is going to be classic and funny as hell. Or not so funny if you were on the receiving end of that breakup. Maybe not so funny.
I think... It could still be funny if you're on the receiving side. It could still be. Maybe not initially, but once the initial sting has worn off, you might get a chuckle. You might get a giggle.
You're going to have to laugh at it after a while.
No doubt.
It's going to be.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Got to laugh at it.
It was crazy because we're talking about relationships tonight, but as I was just coming back from a holiday party with a colleague, we were having a conversation. And is the female, and she was telling me about another one of her female friends. And she, goes out with guys, and at the end of the day, it doesn't work out. She never knows, what happens to the dude. The dude just doesn't follow up. But then she said that a dude that she knows that had a had an encounter with the female that wonders, what happens to dudes. She heard from a dude that at the end of the day, there's a housekeeping issue with the female, if you know what I mean.
She was dirty?
Oh.
Yeah, that she's not as sanitary as
yeah,
she needs herself to be.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And not supposed to be a snow. That's the thing.
What she couldn't understand about it was that the dude told her flat out, what the issue was. And this was something he hadn't been with her, but that was the word on the street. Now, when it's on the street, it's a problem.
Yeah,
it's a problem
now, yeah. It's hard to shake that. Hard to shake that one.
Wow.
There's always going to be the suspicion. Always going to be suspicion.
Always.
Wow.
But we're talking about funny breakup situations tonight. It's not a Hump Day Wednesday or Relationship Wednesday. Hey, so get it together. We want to hear from you. We got our own, but we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hump Day. And we'll be back, and we're about to get it started. Crazy.
You are listening to the best team, the best click in internet radio that there is, providing you with the best in entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to the man, holla. Two doors in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Real, real, your girl is my biggest fan. Windmill, meal. Little
me see your hands up like a gun on your face. Give me her combination, I'ma put my tongue in her safe. And if the time is wasted, I'ma clean it up like a maid. Make your woman ill safe, Weezy F is a grave. Sweating me like they've been in the desert for days. They say the best kept secret is kept in the grave. New coupe is a dog, no roof on it. Diamonds sparkle in my mouth, Bluetooth, homie. Yeah, to say the least, Swiss's beat is a beast. And my homies got that work, they're leashing them keys. Hands up in the air, like we don't care. In that truck, fish, that's all we wear.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holler. Dogs in the air, and if you celebrate, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Yo, pass that crown to the real queen. You know the girl get it poppin' like a pill fiend. I got little bunny rabbits in my backyard. So fuck a funny style fraud tryna act hard. You my son, no daddy, you a bastard. Plus you got mad miles on your verge card. Nah, I can't work with none of them. They talk slick, then wonder why I be sunning them. I said, I'm a mogul, yes, I am global. I don't do burns, but yes, I am noble. Every interview, yes, I am their focal point. But I don't give a boink. Ain't going nowhere like horses in a stable. I'm in the mansion, forcing, clicking cable. Now with my bad, we're pretty James.
All I
poke that all ass and let them change.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holler. Two dogs in the air. And if you celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time.
Like a Navajo, she looking half Cherokee. Rolled down on her when I used to have a Cherokee. Now it's Bugatti, haters keep getting body. Talking can't breathe, hoodlums all in your lobby. I can tell by your shoes that your ponytail new. Tell how you move, I see a summer jam too. Tell by the jewels, I'm a 100 grand dude. Really a lot more, I'm talking Channel 4 News. Like how they better duck, bulletproof in the truck. Crossing the prize circle, these ran out of luck. Riding in the road till you know it's that done. New crib looking like Kim.com.
All
they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holler. Two dogs in the air. And if you celebrate, put your cups in the air.
You know I'm about it whenever, whatever. I'm smoking on strong, this is that steroid era. Got my leather on, looking like Thunderdome. I got your girl at home, she got that Thunderdome. Let me see you touch the clouds, we can shut it down. From the dirty south, muzzle on my mouth. Woo. I'm a dog, I admit it, I pick your girl up like it's a calisthenic wall. If she throw it at me, I'ma catch it. Let me see you press your weave if you wreck. I see you do your thing when you're dancing. Now let
all
me see you do your thing on the mattress.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
In the air, in yep. The air, in the air, yes. TM Hyman Radio Live, we are back. It is 9:16. It just changed on me. We are that crew, that network, the general himself, Save James. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and it is Relationship Wednesday, and we are talking about funny breakup situations, or not so funny if you're on the other side of the breakup. Maybe not initially. You know, you might get a good laugh out of it later on, but... I think I'm going to go ahead and start. Just because, you're laughing already, son? Damn, let me get it out. I'm going to be honest and say that I am recipient of said funny breakup line. I was on the receiving end of it. I'm not going to say when. I'm not going to say where, okay, but I will go ahead and tell the story. So there's this young man that I was seeing, not young man, but this guy that I was seeing.
He was a young man.
No, he was not a young man. He was the same age that I was, give or take maybe a year or two. We have been seeing each other on and off for probably 4 to 5 years. And we would go through spurts. You know, we're on for 5 months, we're off for 9 months, you know, I hate him, I can't stand him, you know, he pops back up, you know, I reconsider, okay, maybe I'll give him another chance, you know, that type of thing, just on and off. So the last go-around, you know, we rekindled whatever it was that we were calling it because we hadn't really, I'm going to say, quite defined it, and that may be where the issue came into play, where my boomerang came back and smacked me in the head. So, we're hanging out, you know, kind of, you know, spent the weekend together, whatever, whatever. And particular day, we had talked about, you know, hooking up again. So, called him after he got off work, and we're talking, and he's like, okay, well, you know, what's up? And I'm like, well, you know, I got a couple things to do, so I can't do it tonight. And I'm like, well, what about tomorrow? And he's like, okay, so we're trying to figure out which time, you know, we're going to get together then. In the meantime, I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed, which he was my friend on Facebook. I see an announcement on his page where he has announced that he's in a relationship. However, I am not the said person that he's in the relationship
with. Oh, shit. Oh, snap.
So I'm like, okay, should I get mad? Like, I'm kind of boiling, but then I'm not boiling at the same time. So I text him, and I'm like, yo, you're in a relationship? Like, what's this? I call him, I ask him about it. This fool, first of all, has the nerve to try to play me and tell me that he pushed the wrong button on Facebook. Like, he didn't mean to say that. Not even that you have to go in, pick the person that you're in the relationship with, and then approve the post. Like, he tried to play me, like, severely to the left. I'm like, come on, like, really, son, for real. So finally he's like, well, you know, what's up? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's up? How are you posting this? And, you know, we was just together the other night. This fool then proceeds to say, I'm saying, like, so do we go together or something? I was like, well, I guess not. You know, I did say something else, like, you know, I may have thought we were in the process of what we were doing, you know, the other night, but apparently we're not because we haven't had that, you know, serious relationship. So needless to say, I did not find it funny then, but my running joke for everything now, if, you know, it's not going right, is like, yo, do we go together or something? Like, what do you mean? Is it yes? Is it no? Is it not? Is it so? Like, what is it? Yeah, so, ladies, hot chocolate has been dumped before. It's okay. I got over it. And now I do find it rather hilarious.
Let me ask you this, though. Was it an assumption on your part that you all were together just because you were smashed?
No. It wasn't an assumption on my part that we were together. However, in the back and forth that we had going on, or he gave me the impression, or he may have faked well, that he was being honest with me about who he was seeing, if it was other people, including me. And I know I was honest with him. So I guess I just expected that same honesty to continue with this, again, back and forth that we were going through.
Interesting. So did you feel like you had been had? Or, I mean, did you feel like you had just been played, or was it just like, oh, well? I mean, honestly.
At first, I was pissed at first. But the pissed part didn't last as long as I expected it to. Honestly, he was kind of janky to begin with. You know, ladies, the back and forth that you go with that one, you know, person, whether it's, you know, it's you know, you're in a place in your life where you're not dating anybody and like, you know, he was all right, he wasn't that bad, you know.
But that's what I was gonna ask you. Like, he didn't exhibit those same characteristics in like the previous, like, which one was this that made it the last straw? Was like the sixth time y'all went back on after y'all been off already?
This like was, you, this was like probably you, number four or five. Yeah, this was probably number four.
That's what I'm saying. So
but,
he ain't never played his role before that for you to pick up on?
No, not this role. Not this role. It was something. It was always something else before. Like, you know, it was he worked too much, and it was genuinely work where, you know, he didn't have any extra time, and I was tired of trying to fit into that time. Two of those times
okay.
It was me. Two of those times it was me. I'm not going to lie. The back and forth. So, you know, he had to, I had to. Then, you know, this last one, he just broke the straw. Or, you know, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So maybe he, you know, thought I was being janky for some reason. I don't know. But he just, I think I was more taken aback by the fact that, you know, we didn't sit down and have that conversation that we'd had a few previous times before. You know, are you seeing somebody else? No, I'm not seeing nobody else. Just me and you? Yeah, okay. So I think we might have smashed before we had that conversation again. So
what I think is funny is you said when he told you that y'all had just been together a couple days previously.
About 3 or 4 days before that. Yeah.
Now, how long ago was this? How long ago was this?
Now you're asking too much. You're asking too much right now, buddy.
Check it out. How long ago was this?
Yeah, you're asking too much right now. It was
less than a year ago. I'll say that.
Okay, hey, same. But now he's janky. Hey, we'll be back. We're going to pause.
He was janky before that. He was janky
400 times before that, though, was he? Put your fucking
yes, he was.
Live.
Get out of here.
Janky
no,
before that.
No, he's janky.
I'm a tourist, nigga. Money talk, I speak fluent, nigga. Reebok's on, I just do it, nigga. Look at me, I'm pure, nigga. I bet the hoes on my door, nigga. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip, cause 100 grand. Red birch, see me slide. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Sex bitch, I know she bout it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sex bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it.
Hope slandered in Rome, nigga. All hell seizes home, niggas. Chin Don, Chow Bella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Ho keep getting that De Niro, got it. Even if a nigga gotta rob it, get it. Blackjack in the cut, think, no,
and in the dash, you're gonna rev it. Lucky Luciano is what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the piano, place across the Verrazano. El Pacino, in a villa in Venice sipping vino. Not bad for Muliano, y'all know, like we know. I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it.
I'm Ryan Big, coming down that beat. Oh. Geechee nigga with satin sheets. Bad bitch, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bitch,
got
she
a
masterpiece.
Bitch, she masterpiece. Got a bad bitch, masterpiece. 917-889-3926, the number to dial in, call in, hang out with us. We turning it up tonight just a little bit on the loud side. We here with the whole crew. Boy Save James, we over there with Mr. T.M. Hyman himself, the man with the plan. We got the very mature, prowling, and one sour hot chocolate over there, the mature one. She's smoking her cigarettes through a holder, a pipe holder over there. With a satin one piece on that snaps in the middle.
That's sexy hot chocolate.
I'm here. I'm sorry. My board was stuck. I'm sorry. I'm back.
Yeah, she was snapping that one piece together.
Whatever. Don't be talking trash about
one piece.
Whatever. Now, I want to know what you said while I was incapacitated in audio.
Oh, you didn't hear me? Oh, it goes into the playback.
No. Oh, you know what? I'm mad with you.
Nah, it was tasteful, though. Right, it was tasteful. Now. It was very tasteful.
Okay,
I painted a very good picture of you, promise you. Very elegant.
I bet. While you're telling me to snap my one piece back? Okay.
Nah, hey. Not your one piece, son. I don't want you. Mm-hmm. Promise you. Mm-hmm. Snaps in the middle for a reason.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, let's get back to this funny breakup thing, man. I'm not necessarily saying I was a victim of a funny breakup. I was a victim of a foul breakup, which I laugh at now because I was so dumb back then. I didn't see it happening right under my nose, but. I mean, I may have dealt a sour hand or two, but it was kind of inadvertent, I would say. It was a distance thing, and that was hard for me to really respect when I was in a city like Atlanta at the age of 20 years old, you know, mm-hmm. in college out there. That's a... The chips are stacked against me at that point, you know, and I had to, you know, I was honest because we were friends prior to that situation, you know, us getting together. We've been chasing each other since we was like in high school. That was the thing. We knew each other since high school. She had a boyfriend when I met her, and you know, I played the back. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we would mess around on the side or whatever. She would come to my crib and chill every so often, but you know, we couldn't do no moms in the crib, so. We, you know, played it like that. And then I went up there for her graduation up near Boston for her graduation. And, you know, things got kind of crazy that weekend. And, you know, we started playing off of that. Things progressed. We ended up trying to make it a serious thing, but I was going back to Atlanta. So, you know, it was cool for like 10 months, but she didn't want me to have friends, like no female friends, nobody. I couldn't work with nobody that was a female. I couldn't go to class with nobody that was a female. I couldn't be in the same major with somebody as a female because it was a potential that I was hitting at, according to her. And it was mad insecurity that I was dealing with when I really wasn't doing nothing. But then when I saw that I was about to do something, I was like, nah, I got to break this up because I respect our friendship more than you know, a piece of ass or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't that important to me. I knew I wanted to get the other extra stuff that was out there, but I didn't want to do that behind her back. She deserved better than that. So, you know, I broke up with her over that. You know what I'm saying? Let her know, like, look, things are about to get crazy for me. I already know. I don't want to disrespect what we have. I think it's best that we, you know, do our own thing. You in New York, I'm in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Holidays and special occasions, the only time we really see each other. Just not tangible enough for me. So we had an on and off thing, too. Because, like, after that or whatever, like, every time I would come back, you know, home or whatever, you know, it was like friends with benefits type thing. And it was a mutual thing. I didn't, like, you know, try to have to persuade her. And it was like, yo, I'm in town. She was like, you coming through? What you think? So, you know, that was the ebb and flow of it. But then, like, we wanted to get serious again. And I was like, you got to come out here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of in the middle of something, but I want to know if you're the one. And she came out here, and it didn't happen. I knew what I went to pick up from the airport. I felt like I was just doing a favor for somebody. Like, there was nothing there when I went to go get her. You know what I'm saying? And I was stuck with her, and I was stuck with her for 4 days, B. How do I... Word. She had to stay. She stayed out there with me for 4 days, and it was nothing there. Like, when we got physical, you know, of course, you know, nature took over. But in between those points, it was like, son, when is Monday morning going to get here, B? What do you mean it's only Friday night? What do you mean it's only Friday night? You know what I'm saying? When is Monday morning going to get here? I couldn't, and it was bad because, like, I never thought I would feel like that about her. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. Because I thought we had, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was just found. I told her the last night, Sunday night, I was like, look, it's just not going to work between us, yo. Like, we're just two different people. It's not, something don't add up. And I'm not going to jump out the window with this if my heart's not in it. You know what I mean? So
were you throwing out hints during those 4 days that you really weren't feeling her, or did you just play along?
I mean, it kind of was like, you know, I was able to just, you know, go with the motion, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I understood how she operated and, you know, how not to, like, rock the boat. But, you know, there was still, you know, there's still physical attraction to some degree. I'm not going to deny, like, I was totally turned off from her. But it was just like the piece that needed to be there wasn't there anymore for some reason. And it just was plain to me at that point. I just had to let her know, like, that last night, like, I don't think this is going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, long term, like, we could probably, you know, you're still my homie and all. Yeah, you know, we still could, you know, chop it up about sports and whatever the case may be. Let me know what's updates in your life and all. But outside of that, man, I really, I don't know what to tell you. So, and of course, she was up all night, Sunday night, crying. I went to sleep with her crying. Woke up, she was crying. She took it hard, man. Like, yeah, she was. This was a bad, because not only because this, like I said, this is like, I guess it's like the second time that she's been through this. So I guess it, like, hurt even more because she was like, thought she was closer, I guess. And, like, right now, it's still not all the way back. You know what I mean? And I told her to be honest with you. I was like, yo, let me know how you feel. If you can handle, you know, dealing, you know, still talking to me about my life and my progressions with my family and all that stuff, let me know, because I know what it was. She was like, nah, it's all good, but, you know, it's not reciprocated. I feel otherwise. There's a different kind of energy coming from that, so I just, you know, decided to leave it alone. You know what I mean? It's a shame that I lost a friend like that or whatever, but, you know, I guess two times a loser, you really don't want to bang my homie anymore, do you? I ain't mad at her. I just wish you would have told me.
That was two times with you, or two times just in general?
No, two times with me.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she was sold. Like, she was totally invested, totally in, all in. All 125% was in. And then I got backed out both times.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Wow, well, that's not too funny.
Yeah,
not at all. Not at all.
I mean, it was unfortunate.
You won't get a giggle from that one at all.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it was unfortunate how it went down. Like, I never wanted it to end up like that, but, I mean, I'm not going to force something, you know what I mean, and be miserable, because that was a, you know, like, nah, I'm not going to get serious with this. I don't really not, you know, into this right here. That wouldn't be fair to her, neither.
Don't do that.
You know what I mean?
Don't do that.
So, but, you know. Other than that, I found out one of my girlfriends cheated on me with Kicker Priest's brother back in the day. How about those apples?
Wow.
Not Kid Capri, but his brother.
His brother.
Oh, I'm thinking that's funny. Yo, you ain't saying Kid Capri. You said his brother.
His brother.
But the dude that carries the crates, not even the star.
Nah, he was a rapper, though.
There's perks to being close to Kid Capri.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it, right? Apparently. Get a free leather.
Hey, we gonna pause the cause. Come right back. It's 9:38 here on the
LA Joint.
Hey, man, it's your boy, and you are rocking with the best TM Hyman Radio. You make sure you keep it locked right where you are for more of what you tune in for. TM Hyman Radio.
Why are you the one?
December 29th, 2013, 6 p.m. It's going down, Sanctuary Church of Tampa, Jonathan Nelson. You don't want to miss it. Hey, tonight we're talking about funny breakup situations, although some of these really ain't all that funny. My situation definitely ain't that funny, but the most interesting breakup that I've ever had was really with a woman that I thought really was going to be my wife. Every time I think about it, I kind of still feel bad, and it's been like 10 years. Manya Vanderpool, I still think about you, girl, and I'm sorry. Mm.
Wow, we got a name and everything.
Jeez. You always know the one that got away.
I'm sure Manya is has gone on to make some man extremely happy, and he crazy if he don't have like five babies that came from her. Because that was my plan. But listen, I was young, stupid, also in the city of Atlanta. So there's something about Atlanta that just hey, listen, young, crazy, wilding out. Again, I thought we were going to be married. Manya came from New York. I was in Atlanta living there. She lived in Jersey, went back and forth. Actually, she lived in Queens but had moved to – she lived in Queens, worked in Jersey for Flavor Unit Management. She worked for Queens Latifah. Worked for Latifah and Sha Kim. Big up to Latifah and Sha. And, man, the woman came and she rented a car. She rented a car and she left. I told her I was going to take the whip back. Y'all know I kept the whip for a couple of days, didn't take it back. Listen. I wish I took the damn car back when I said I was going to take it back. On my way, literally taking this car back to the airport, it's raining. It's pouring down. Somebody comes. Y'all know how it's zipping to the left, zipping to the right. Sometimes when they zip, they'll put a puddle on your windshield. I got a puddle on my windshield and literally lost control of the car. Smashed the car up on the interstate. But don't y'all know I still took that car back like nothing had happened?
Got the hell out of there. Got the hell out of Dodge. Hey, that much.
Yo, not only did I take the car back like nothing had happened, I never told Manya that I wrecked the car. I never told her that I kept the car. And I remember just like it was yesterday, Budget Rent-A-Car contacts her, telling her that she owes them $2,800 in damages.
Oh.
Exactly. Can I get that again?
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, I got to go back to that. Jeez.
Listen, it was the worst day of my life when I got that phone call, because it wasn't even an angry phone call. It was a, I can't believe.
Yeah, she was hurt.
You did that to me phone call. And I never ever want to talk to you or see you again, because I trusted you and I never would think you would do something like that to me. Oh my God. You talk about crushed. You talk about crushed. Oh man.
Wow.
Oh man.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts just thinking about it.
She might have rented that car on the Flavor Unit credit card and everything, too. Lying Shaw might have found out you done messed up all kind of stuff.
But when you're young and you're ignorant,
yeah,
and
you don't care.
You really don't care. And unfortunately, that was the situation. But, I mean, even, again, I'm talking about this 10 years later. So y'all know how I must have felt about her.
Yeah.
That's the easy one.
Wow.
You messed that all the way up. You had house money. Messed that all up.
Dude.
Wow.
Totally down the drain. And so, Manya Vanderpool, girl, if you happen to hear this show wherever you are.
That's probably not her last name anymore, man.
It probably isn't, but that's her maiden name, so that's still her name. And so, listen, mama.
That's
hit
right.
me up, Peekum Hopper Radio Live at Gmail, and I'd love to at least speak to you.
He's sorry, Manya. He really is.
Hey, man, I think that ship done failed, homie. Well, I'm not barking up that tree no more, man.
Listen.
He can still apologize.
Nothing beats a try, you fathead.
For real.
Hey, Dribble, you shoot. I get it. I get it. I ain't mad at you.
Hey, we live and we learn, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
You, no doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know better, you
hey,
do better.
We got Toya live out of Delaware with our money. Actually, it's not Money Monday at all. We got Dee Dee. Hey, with our health and wellness segment, maybe she'll be stopping past. But hit us up. Hey, tell us one of your crazy stories. We spilling our guts tonight. 917-889-3926. Man, I just did something to myself even bringing that back up.
He's about to play Curtis Blow in the back and start tearing up. I'm going to give him a tear jerker, too, right quick. Going on a throwback 112. Why does PM Hyman Radio? We'll be right back.
You probably listen to this song when it happens all the way home.
Father, love you, giving me so special, seems to be no limit, I'll do anything, there's no boundaries to how we can grow, how can I let you know, girl, let me sit and say.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. Right. We are that crew, that team, that network. He is the general.
Yep.
I am Hot Chocolate, the mature one. He is Fabe James, and it is 9:57, just shy of the top of the hour. And if you would like to advertise your business, product, or service here on TM Hyman Radio, please drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and someone will contact you. We are real talk, real people. Real time. It is Relationship Wednesday and Hump Day, and we are discussing funny breakups or not so funny breakups, depending on what side of the breakup you're on, how good your sense of humor is after you get over the initial sting. You know, if you're going to wreck a car, take it back to the dealership, you know, act like nothing happened.
Oh, you can do that to me? Oh, for real? You trying to clown me for real?
That's how they do, son. As soon as they get a weak spot, they split it. That's how they do, bitch. Trying to tell you, son.
Oh, I know. I'm getting ready to. I've been pre-warned that I'm gonna get clowned during Fabe's adult hour talk. So
ain't
I'm just
no
trying
clowning.
To get my jab in where I can.
Nah, it ain't no clowning.
My jab
in. Ain't no clowning.
Okay.
I'm being the even playing field. Ain't no clowning.
We
got some questions. I need answers to. That's
all. This with the listening audience. We were talking at the top of the show last hour. About a conversation that I was having on my way actually into the studio tonight. But I'll say this, ladies. You know, I hear a lot of ladies, you know, I've heard a lot of ladies, you know, in my day, you know, talk about, you know, and this is after 9 o'clock. It's after 10 o'clock. So all the self-righteous people, listen, turn this off. Close the page on this show, drop the line, if you're really not trying to hear what I'm about to say, because I'm here to tell you.
This is
gonna warning.
It's going to be too real. It's going to be too real.
Yeah. Warning shots. Warning shots. Bang, bang. Warning shots.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds to close the page or to drop the line. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A lot
there
of
you
women
go. Let's
talk
go.
About, you know, dudes going downtown. Dudes going downtown. Let me tell you something. In order for anybody to go down south, one must know that it's a clean environment.
True.
Absolutely.
It has to be
very,
a clean
very true.
Environment.
A
if
conducive
you don't know
environment.
That it's a clean environment, or if you need somebody to validate for you, let me tell you, the finger test still works.
It always works. It never stopped working.
It still works. And so, brothers, please don't forget, and again, I'm not saying, first of all, abstinence is the best way.
It still works. Kudos to the finger test.
Abstinence is the best way, but at the end of the day, if you're going there, listen, the finger still works. Put it to work, because nobody wants to come up to dirty mouth. Don't be a dirty mouth.
Right.
And orbits will not work.
No, it's not going down. No, no.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, ladies, that's true. And on the flip side of that, ladies, since the men are being real, I'm going to be real with you all, too. Men, my brothers, you all need to work on a little bit of, you know, keeping the hygienic areas up yourself. Let's not, you know, jump into the episode where you've been outside playing ball all day and, you know, you didn't wash the car and ran around with your homeboys and walked the dog and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, mad salt and, you know, you might not have wiped correctly and, you know, you
need to be fresh.
Listen, freshen it up, son. Is what my
spruce
advice
to you
is.
Spruce it up a little. I get
do,
hey,
yeah, do the sexy thing. Take the shower together. Do something. Clean each other
hey,
up.
Hey, but
jeez.
Listen. Now, listen. There's some women out there that think that's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, some women like that funk.
I
want to
know
they
who.
They want a man to smell like a man. They want a man to smell like a man. I've heard
no.
that before. It's not uncommon.
Smell
it's not
like
uncommon.
A man. Not
Hey,
no, smell
that,
like a man,
hey,
not
hey,
smell like a man's
hey,
bathroom.
Listen, beauty's an eye to behold,
no.
man. I've heard it
no.
on all levels. I promise you.
Absolutely.
Some didn't care when you came straight from the gym. That turned them on, physical activity. They appreciate a man taking care of himself, doing something, and, they you know, you're coming from playing ball. They're like ball players. Hey, you're going to get treated like a ball player that night, straight
well,
after
what,
the
what
game.
What Gina just said ultimately is that nobody wants to be a dirty mouth.
Right. And again, orbits is not going to do it.
Ain't none of no dirty mouth.
Mm-mm.
I ain't with that.
That is not going to work. No, not
that's hilarious. Mm. That's hilarious. Mm-mm.
Not with that.
Wow.
Yo, that's crazy. Man,
so,
listen.
Babe, go ahead. I was just going to ask Dave if he had another, we'll say, challenging breakup story.
Of course. Just like how T was remembering, like, that was like, now, Mashorty did that. Had that situation you had with Shorty with the whip and everything. Was that like, did you consider that a broken heart? that you suffered from that relapse, or did you ever experience the broken heart syndrome that men
must
graduate?
That was it. Ultimately,
that was a broken heart one right there, right?
For me, I knew that what I did to her, and so in turn that it crushed me. That, you know what I'm saying? That I was that I did her that way, and I just didn't really know how to deal with it. And so you know how we are, young, dumb, and full of, you know. And at the end of the day, I just didn't know how to deal with it. And most of our issues a lot of times is we just don't know how to deal with it. But when we grow up, we reflect. And as men, we're like, man, I should have did this. I should have did that. But guess what? I'm a man now. I wasn't a man then.
Right, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. That's to my point. Every man has to experience at least one broken heart in order for them to graduate to understand what they really want from a woman. That's going to give you your haves and your have-nots and your do's and your don'ts when it comes to women at that caliber of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? When you go over that, and that's what really kind of deters some men from getting serious again. They're scared of that feeling. That's
absolutely
not good.
Yeah.
It's my opinion that men love harder than women. It's my opinion. And the only reason I back that is because of the nature of man versus women. Women, y'all are nurturers. Y'all are natural caretakers. Y'all, that's part of your biological makeup. You dig what I'm saying? And I'll lead to argue that men aren't wired that way. So when we learn how to love, we pour all of our energy into it because we never have before, and then when it's thrown back in our face, it's like, yo, I don't never want to do that again because I don't want this feeling again.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I went through that for a period where, you know, after that happened, because I had made up my mind that I was going to, you know, be with her, you know, to me, it was going to be like forever. And understand this, dude. At that time, it's crazy. Even as I just reflect, the whole thing was really kind of based on lies anyway. And that's the first time that I've actually ever said that. Because this woman was like 24, you know, 25 years old. Guess what? She only thought I was 24. Dude, do you know how old I actually was?
Probably 17 or 18. Yeah.
I was 17. Yeah. She thought I was 24. Yeah.
Wow. Got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Hey, now, you know, we talking about, just in case you didn't know, we're talking about those funny breakup situations tonight. It's Relationships Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, as we know it, December 18th. Hey, it's almost Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Y'all listening to us, but we would like to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Madam CeeLo Boston, what up out there in Charlotte? I'm sure she's listening. That's the crazy part. She's not here, but she's here. That dude, Dave James out of the DMV. Hot chocolate. Itty bitty plant city. That's in TM. Tampa, Florida.
Right.
Big up world. Hey, Dubai. I don't know if y'all listening, but we're trying to come out there at some point.
On the bucket list. Bet that.
Yes, we will be there.
Bucket list worthy.
For real.
No doubt. So if there's somebody out in Dubai who would love us to bring this American-based radio show on over, hey, we know how to throw crazy parties. We DJs. We know music. Hey, invite us over. Hey,
y'all got some fire.
At Gmail. They say you have not because you asked not. Hey, I want my whole crew to come and party with y'all out in Dubai.
With it.
Let's do it.
Oh, no, that fire is out there, 2.5 can.
Let's do it. Hey, Hot Chocolate, drop some fire. We come right back, and we got an update with new music. Hey, Beyonce just killed the game. Hey, we'll be back.
Smashed it.
Got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see.
917-889-3926. The number to dial in, 917-889-3926. Just hold on. We're going home. That cupcake rap game we got out here right now, man. It's moist out here in the streets right now with a bad game, B. Anyway, we're talking about Dubai Scram. It's moist outside right now in the rap game, B. Forecast calls for moisture. You're talking about Dubai, son. It's about what? 7:12 out there in the morning? Some businessmen is going to work. They got the streaming going. Yo, if y'all listening for real, Scrams, get us out there, B. We'll get it popping for y'all. ASAP, Third, Rocky, Mob, whatever you want to call it. It'll go down. You heard us up right now, matter of fact. 917-889-392 says, I don't know the national code, but get at us, B. T.M. Hyman, Dave James.
Let's talk about it.
Mature Chocolate. Madam Barbiturate
right
over there, whatever she's doing.
Dubai.
Tossing them back.
Barbiturate.
Getting her fix on. I see you, CeeLo. Shake him up over there, son. Anyway, we won't get right back into this thing, man. CeeLo, call us, man. What you doing out there?
Kizzy 1-3. Kizzy 1-4.
Yeah, man, so... Anyway, back to this topic here, man.
Crazy breakups.
Is this, you know?
Situation. Yo, I got one. It wasn't necessarily a breakup because I can't say I was ever with her. But again, y'all
had those before.
Understand, folks. I am a very different person. My perspective is different, and man, I thank God, because no telling where I would have ended up if I still thought the way I actually thought when I was younger. I'm 37 years old, but most people think that I'm older than 37. Most people think that I'm in my 40s, and it's because they're in their 40s. They thought I was the same age.
Misery loves company, huh?
Sure does. Yep. Sure does.
Well, I wasn't seeing it that way, James. But my whole point is my perspective's different. And so I don't think the same way I did when I was younger, thank God. But funny breakup situation. A chick, she had real big breasts. And most people know that young men, even old men, hell, just men, like breasts.
Absolutely.
So, you know, women, we like you from afar. From afar, we know I'm going after that from afar. And I went after something that I saw from afar, and I conquered. But upon conquering, what I discovered is the environment was good down south, but there was an environment up north that wasn't too good, and it was the underarms.
Oh,
yeah.
She was attractive, but she was musty.
Oh.
She ain't shaved.
Oh.
And so, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, We went there one time, and I could take it only one time, because the next time I can't even remember what the excuse was, but it was something stupid like my mama calling me.
No cell phones. Yeah, cell phone first. Ain't paying beeper bill that month, but you got a call. Airbag, son. Straight foul sauce.
Hey,
my mama
deuces
is calling me.
Vamanos. Vamanos. I'm out of here. Deuces.
I ain't mad at that.
Wow.
So now, when you say breakups, and let me get this right. When you talk breakup stories, are you talking like just situations you had to get out of, or like committed relationships you was in that kind of ended sour or ended foul or some
to me,
real
I'm
wow?
Sure, it ended sour, and so I say that wasn't a relationship because we weren't necessarily, you know, together.
An item, right? Yeah, it was just an occurrence.
I'm going to say I courted her for a minute before I got close enough to know that she didn't, something was going on under her arms.
Wow.
She was from spot to spot. Funky beat. Funky beat. Funky beat. Rung dung stone da 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 da. Rung dung stone da 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 da.
Wow.
Funky beat. Funky beat. My true hip hop heads know that song in the title. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Crazy.
That's funny. Wednesday. We are talking about funny breakups, funny situations in the middle, and giving you reasons to break up, whether it's top, bottom, or middle.
Yo, Mature Chocolate, I got some questions for you when we come back, man. I got to ask you some rapid-fire stuff real quick. I just need a female's perspective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. I got Dee Dee coming back with her segment, with her health and wellness segment, and she can help me with
what
the
up,
female
Dee Dee?
Perspective. Thank God I have somebody else to help me break
nah,
in.
Nah,
we'll
man,
right
no
back.
More
yes.
estrogen, B.
Dee Dee?
Yes,
Dee Dee.
Yes, PM Radio.
Son.
We'll be right back.
Moving on. You've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why. And now I'm receiving abundance of love. And I get it, but never could imagine. Ooh, I was told by many that they love me, but it wasn't. replacement. It either is or it ain't.
TM Hyman Radio Live. What's up? Hey, thanks for rocking with us. It is 10:23 inside Relationship Wednesday. We're talking about funny breakup situations, and we've heard a couple real funny ones, but we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, rock with us. Coming to you live all the way from Chesapeake, VA. She has your health and your wellness. Give it up, Aditi.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, family? What's going on?
What up?
Aditi.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everybody, and happy hump day, and happy health and wellness day, and all that good. Thank you, listeners, for joining us tonight for Wednesday's Hump Day Health and Wellness segment. And tonight, I wanted to prepare everybody. You know, we are about to go in 2 weeks. It'll be New Year. And what do we do with New Year's? Well, right before New Year's, we come up with New Year's resolution. And what's the number one resolution that everybody always come up with but never stick to? I'm going to lose weight.
I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to work out. Yes.
Right. I'm going to work out. I'm going to lose weight. Right. Okay. It sounds good. And it, you know, it's a good thing to, you know, say that you're going to do. At least you're saying it. Doing it is the next step. Needless to say. So I'm going to give you 5 steps to help optimize your metabolism. That's one of the first things you can do if you're serious about working out, losing weight, and as far as your New Year's resolution goes. So people say, well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. I don't want to pay for a trainer. I don't have any money. What do I do? What do I do? So, well, you listen to TM Hyman Radio Live on Hump Day Wednesdays and Health and Wellness segment, and we'll give you things to do to help help you lose weight, help you work out, help you, you know, accomplish your goal. One thing you can do to help optimize your metabolism is eat a healthy diet. Of course, we all know that. Like, what do I eat? Things you need to eat include, like, protein. Carbohydrates are good, even though they say don't eat carbs. You do want to eat carbs. You just got to eat the right carbs. Like beans, lentils, and brown rice, things of that sort. Your healthy fats. You definitely want to avoid your sugar. That's the number one thing when not even dieting. It's just choosing the right foods in order to have a healthy living, a healthy lifestyle. So, again, you know, try to avoid your sugars, things of that sort. Second thing you want to do, of course, exercise. How do I exercise? You can go online. You don't have to buy anything. You can go on YouTube. You can YouTube if you like to exercise with music and you want to do it at home. You can YouTube Sean T's hip-hop workout video, or if you want to go to the gym, there are exercise classes to help you. There are people at the gym to help instruct you in the right direction as far as, you know, what you need to do for your workout. But you definitely want to find a workout to do. Number three, you want to balance your hormones. Like, what? Balance my hormones? Yes, you have hormones, and sometimes they do become unbalanced. So, you know, how do you do that? You may want to seek some counseling from your PCP or your doctor or someone who can help you with, you know, letting you know if your hormones are out of balance. Things to help signal out of balance hormones. If you're stressing all the time, if you always, like, you go from 1 to 10 very easily. Things of that sort. If you're a woman and you're growing hair in unlikely places, your hormones may be out of whack. If you're storing fat around the abdomen area, your hormones.
I'm sorry. Continue, my
okay,
bad.
It's not at all good. It's just signs of, you know, your hormones might be out of whack and you want to seek some other attention from a doctor. And number four, you want to prioritize your sleep, stress relief, and happiness. Things that you should do, keep your peace and your joy. Don't let anybody take your peace and your joy. You get up in the morning and you pray before you lay down. You pray all day. Keep your peace and your joy. That'll help prioritize your sleep, your stress, and your happiness. And number five, the fifth thing you want to do
to optimize your metabolism is you want to explore some natural metabolism boosters, things such as take your vitamin and minerals and phytonutrient supplements, take your enzymes, your vitamin B, read up on green tea, the benefits of cinnamon, turmeric, things of that sort, your vitamin D. So these things will help increase your metabolism. That's one of the number one things as far as wanting to lose weight, working out, get in shape, things of that sort that you want to do is keep your metabolism going. That way you'll burn the fat that you're trying to burn. You'll tone up better. So as opposed to working out, and never losing weight, it's because, you know, you haven't got jump-started that metabolism. So needless to say, that is one thing on the road to our fitness goal for our New Year's resolution for 2014. Thank you for joining us for tonight's Hump Day Wednesday Health and Wellness. And y'all have a good evening.
D.D. Willingham coming to us live out of Festivity with Health and Wellness. We'll be right back.
I know.
What you know,
boy? You say you will.
How you know, though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
Hey.
And them they gon' hey. Hey. Book called money hey. Long.
Money
you know long. That I know. Well, you know that I know.
You know
what
I know,
sir. What I know.
Yeah.
You a
fool. And it ain't a secret. I'm so official, they can referee it.
They know I
black
know.
Gun, white work, I got jumper fever.
They know I
28 on the scale,
yeah.
All my
yeah.
Joke is these rich homies. Get money, break bread,
yeah.
Gotta feed your people.
People.
Every day like Thanksgiving, everybody eatin' bed. I put work. In the hood,
work.
Let my homies grind.
Yeah, grind.
I do what I do to see my new chance. I know what I know, and man, that's all I know.
That's all I know.
I take 63 grams and try to make a four. That's a couple if I get it right. Wanna see my homies rich, cause this the life.
I know. Ain't that you say you will.
You know,
just know that I know. Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them
bitches
gon' fuck your book called money long. You know that I know.
Well,
you know that I know.
Hey, I know that you ain't that you claim to be.
No.
Despite how much money that I make, this shit ain't changing me.
I know.
A lot of these, that ain't lame to me.
Come blown, I smoke, but I roll.
But the same that I came in with.
Rich homie,
I'm on the west coast in low. For them narcotics, potato on it, make it shoot silent. Wrong do you profile. I done made a $1 million, I didn't go to college.
You
and
mean?
One of my niggas get locked up, fucking work, but believe he gone silent. He don't know nobody, can't call nobody but yourself. So believe me when I tell you that I know about it.
When I asked your fuck about it,
he said, me and yo got it. They really, really left, and I told that bitch.
I know. Ain't it you say you will. Know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them they gon' your book called money long. You know that I know.
Well,
you know that I know.
I wanna see my homies rich forever. I know some secrets I never tell them. I got some birds, but I never mell them. You in love with Instagram homies, and you ain't never mell them. Yeah. Pocket full of money, boy, I know the feeling. I know they hating that why I lost the ceiling. In the drop head of the 71 colors on 8. Then my wife beat the arm with my hat to the back. Started from the bottom like Drake, but I'm with the same old that I started with. Same young no rhyme with. Ain't the have a problem with, cause I'm automatic pistol, no revolver. And I know. LA soul, go against they gas, playing like they real, living in disguise. Homie, what you know?
I know.
I stick to that,
yo. Ain't that you say you will?
You know,
just
know that I know, I know, I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them they gon' just become money long. You know that I know, I know, I know. Well, you know that I know, that I know, that I know.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
That's right, TM Hyman Radio Live, and we are here to stay. It is 10:33 p.m. here on the East Coast, 7:33 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out, as Madam CeeLo Boston was saying. Without further ado, it is time for our adult talk segment with the one and only, always off the hook, always unpredictable, Mr. Save James.
Okay. Okay, I was waiting for some theme music, but it's all good, though. My case
No, you good.
My case still flashing, still flapping in the wind. Don't worry about it. I always got wind behind me. So anyway, yo, don't worry about it. We good. Let's get right into it. Time's wasting. Miss Mature Chocolate.
Yeah.
I have, as we say, as I was growing up, I have an aught with you right now. Because I have some questions that I need answers to, okay? I'll get to the deeper issue, but since we're on the topic of weird breakups or funny breakups, now, since we're talking about situations as well as relationships, I got a question for you from coming from a female's perspective. I got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Okay, if a chick waits at your job for about 3 hours for you and doesn't buy anything, she just sits there and watches you work, is that grounds for a sudden separation? Or a loss of interest? I mean, she sat there at the job, asked if she was going to buy something. Nah, just, you know, she found that I worked there, and I ain't touched this girl yet. Just met her. Not so long ago. She sat at my job and just stayed there. My manager was like, yo, is this chick buying something or not? She has to go. She's taking space for our customers.
It sounds kind of stalkerish, so I if I were a man, that would be a red flag for me.
Just making sure I handled that properly. All right, now,
yes,
if a chick looks like, now I got another one for you. If a chick looks like Howard the Duck when she sleeps, should I bounce before she wakes up?
Wait a minute, hold on, time out. First of all, if she looks like Howard the Duck before she sleeps, 9 times out of 10.
Not before she sleeps. Mind you, I'm gonna give you a quick backdrop. She was a strobe light, honey. Okay, you remember strobe light, honey? That song that Black Sheep put out back in '91.
Yeah.
Where you see the chick in the club, whatever, but you don't know she lights the lights come on at the end of the club.
Yeah.
It was one of those things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got caught by that. So I would already have booked, and then I saw what she looked like. I was like, what did I do to myself? So anyway, she was mad thirsty for me. And I'm not saying I'm the best looking thing in the world, but she was mad thirsty for me. And when I looked at her, I saw why. And then, like, you know, I ain't doing nothing. I ended up going to the crib. We rolled up, blah, blah, blah. Ended up falling asleep. And then when I woke up and I saw her next to me, I said, what am I doing here? So I said, all right, you know what? I'm going to be nice. I would, but I wasn't nice because I waited. She woke up and I said, oh, snap. I left my toothbrush.
My mom's calling me.
No. I left my toothbrush because I travel with a toothbrush and deodorant.
My mom was calling.
When I was running around, I always had toothbrush and deodorant in my glove compartment of my whip. Okay, when I was moving around, because I never knew I was going to end up at the end of the night. So I left my toothbrush in the whip. Let me go grab it. I kicked ass out of it. Never came back.
And the next thing she heard was wheels squealing out of the parking lot.
Yeah, it was on some Homer Simpson from the Simpsons. Marge, oh, yeah, I left your birthday present in the car. Hey, Jordan. I hit the brick, son. Got the hell out of Dodge.
I mean, it would be mean, but I can't say that I wouldn't have done the same thing. Yeah, I'm saying, but see, that was your fault for getting caught by the strobe light. So you're partly
at fault. Hey, I'm a nice guy at the end of the day, and that was my problem until I had to learn how to be the a-hole. The nice guys would finish last. You know what I'm saying? But that was it. That was an easy win right there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
but
guys
son,
are too easy.
You couldn't see what she looked like after the lights turned on that last call.
The thing is, I already had told you I'm going to hit you up, yada, yada, yada. She had my number, too, so she called me, too. So it was kind of like I didn't know what I was getting myself into until it was too late. And I just had to make
it. You felt like you were obligated. That's what it was.
I was a nice guy at that point in my life. I was learning the ropes on how to be a butthole. I didn't know at that point. I was learning. I was still young. It was still young. You know what I'm saying? Talking like young. So
I don't really know on this one. I don't really know how to answer on this one because
well, whatever. Because
yeah.
It was done is done. I got the hell out of there. I can't have this on my resume. You think you can't know about this one right here?
Yeah. I mean,
you
know,
out of this joint.
Yeah, I've never gotten caught by the strobe light. I always, by the time they turn the lights on, it's like I got to go to the bathroom or, you know, my girlfriend needs me to take her home. She's too drunk or, you know, that
sure
type of thing.
Sure, she does. Sure, she
yeah,
does.
Well,
anyway,
you know, that's
so back to you, Miss, for my actual topic. What I was going to ask you
yeah.
is, if you guys remember a couple weeks ago when we had the personal trainer in I guess, another sense of veteran oneself on here. I keep forgetting her name. I just keep forgetting what her name was, but she's been a contributor to the show quite some time, and we enjoy her on the show all the time. But anyway, you was mad
yeah.
open about some young dude that was, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I wasn't open.
You know, you was
him.
Open because I remember you said on the show when he wears these one type of slacks that are cut a certain way, you see that bulge up front, and it makes you, and it does something to you.
I did not say that. He is not going to co-sign that because I did not say that.
Thank you.
Cut it out.
But anyway,
with your question.
Anyway, so, you know, inquiring minds want to know, did he smash?
He did not.
Ah, okay. Is there a reason why that's left up between you and him?
Honestly, that was his decision. I'm going to say that we did other things, but we did not seal that deal.
Okay. Now, that's what I'm getting to. Wait. Hold fire, cease fire for a second. I got to figure something out. Okay, so other things were done that was on his will, correct?
Correct.
So it's needless to say, he got very close to home base, right? Okay, so why didn't he score is what I'm asking.
What I was told was that these were gifts that were being bestowed to me that he just wanted to see what my reaction was to let me know what the skill level was, and he wanted to wait.
Did you check him out? When
I
say check him out, I mean, did you, okay. Was there enough lift for you to consider?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm just making sure because I know sometimes these subliminal things that play on a woman's psyche when it comes to this decision-making process. I'm just
trying
to make sure.
You're right.
Okay. Did you take advantage of the situation?
I did.
Be honest.
I did.
So why didn't you allow the process to finish, to reach completion? Why didn't you, I guess, force the hand or make it an offer that couldn't be resisted? I'm confused.
I honestly was that, I think, made me more attracted to him, just the fact that he wasn't trying to rush me on that fact. Not that he wasn't trying to please me, but he wasn't rushing me just to have complete sex. I don't know if the complete sex part makes sense to a lot of people.
No, I get what you're saying, as if to finish the deal, to close the deal. I get what you, I get where you're coming from. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So
but you wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, well, homie, if you're listening,
yeah.
You know it's a layup from here right now, bro.
Whatever. 917-889-3926. We have a caller on the line, area code 202, last 44083. What up,
Coop? What
it
do, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's Coop?
Hey, Coop.
What it be like?
Oh, man, ain't nothing much. Hey, but, I called to speak to Professor James.
I'm honored to get dubbed such a title coming from a distinguished gentleman as yourself. I'm honored.
Hey, man, hey, no problem, man. We have mutual respect. Hey, man, I'm just trying to see if I could go ahead and take some classes so I could get in the practice with those pap smear things. You know, I just want to see if I could.
Hey, bro, you've done one. I told you, you've done one. You've done them all. I promise you.
Okay,
promise
okay,
you.
I'm ready. Hey, like the intellectual George Bush said, doctors like us should have our right to have to practice our love with women all across America. You know.
All right. Practice your love now.
Amen. Spread love.
So, Coop, do you have a funny breakup story that you would like to share with us?
I don't know. I mean, I had the one in elementary school where you get the little, you know, the little letter. You check if I like you and all that stuff.
You got with that?
We need one after.
To men that counts.
Shit.
I mean, I got hit with that one, and I said yes, and then I realized I ain't like how the girl looked like 5 minutes later, so, you know, that was done.
See?
No.
I'm not the only one that happened to him. I'm trying to tell you.
That was prepubescent. I need something after you developed a little bit more, thank you.
I broke up with a girl by every time I got in the car with her playing breakup songs.
No way.
Yes, I did. I played them over and over. Like what was it? Jay-Z song. It was one of his songs about you, my best friend's sister, grown woman and all. You used to see me how, when I'm around girls. I ruin them all. I was playing it over and over and over.
Oh, no.
Get away from me.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I did.
But unless
I didn't know
she was
how to break
a Jay-Z fan, she wouldn't have got that. Yeah, she wouldn't have got that.
I didn't know how to break up with her, so I just kept on playing. It was another song, too. And I was just playing them over and over. Over and over. She never got it. That was a messy breakup.
At least you didn't keep her there for 4 days and then break up with her and then make
her
cry.
Wait a minute. That's not fair. It's not my fault. It went out the window when I went to get her. I did what I could.
Hey.
I just wanted to keep on hitting it when I wanted to. I didn't want a relationship.
See, now, had you just been honest and said that, you still might have got it.
I did, but I shouldn't have.
Oh, Lord. But why do you feel that you shouldn't have? And I think that's an issue that a lot of us women do have, because we feel like if you're just honest from the beginning and if you tell us that's what you want, we might still be game for it, but you don't give us the opportunity to or not to.
Professor James.
Professor James.
I got to weigh in on that one. I have to weigh in on that one. Okay.
That's a lie.
Thank you. Because at different stages in your life, that statement is applicable only at a more mature phase in your life. When you're young, 20s, you want to be wined and dined. You want to be treated like the world is yours. You want that experience
of being courted.
Experience. But once
Not all women feel that way.
Listen, I feel it. Well, okay, 99.9%, you may be that 0.1% that feel otherwise. But what I'm trying to say is a general population of women, and I'm not saying this to be misogynistic in any kind of way, but a general population of women at that age, when they're realizing what the game is about, they want to be wined and dined. It's nothing wrong with that. You have the power anyway to control your destiny. So use it to your advantage. I give kudos to those that use it wisely. But at the end of the day, that is the reality of the situation. When you get 30, you may either be married or not. But regardless of the fact, you have wisdom enough from previous experiences that let you know, okay, if I'm just sexually attracted to this dude and I want to hit him off, I'd rather find that out first before I get into a whole bunch of drama that's going to be unnecessary at the end of the day if I'm not going to end up with homie. And that's what it boils down to. Once you get to a certain point in your life, all of that rest of the nonsense is just what it is, nonsense. It's unnecessary. The wine and dining is good, but at that point you get 30 and plus, you know what you want out of men. You know what you want out of life. If you want to just get a good pounding to set you straight for the weekend, you are capable of accomplishing that task, whether you realize it or not. And by the time you get 30 is when you realize the power that you truly possess, but it's misappropriated from time to time, and that men take advantage of, and we're proud to stand on that fact, and we live by that creed, and we'll not let that banner trail the ground. So that's the reality of the situation. And the gavel has banged.
On that note, Professor, we're going to pause for the call. Yes. We're going to come right back.
Get my corn cob pipe over here.
And we'll take a sweater back.
I told you once, I told you twice. QB, throw the booty like a groupie for Mo Ice. Armor truck hype, get the bonus like Nabuche. In love with you since the days of Juicy. Now I watch you play Columbo, Picasso. Tricks inside colossal, turn your castles to brothels. Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging? Sipping on your Ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rhonda. Why? You go for body to Jane Fonda. Physical fitness, Mary Blige be my witness. Under pressure, I lie for you, die for you. Ruga by the side for you, right hand high for you. Because of you, I'm inherited. Trillion, variant, billion, Bentley Coupe million. Playing system evidence in the Chevy. Track the dark peas and rim peas, you better have.
Hyman Radio Live, it's a network, 917-889-3926. If you want to get it in, we got a few minutes left in the show. We got Coop hanging out with us from Washington, D.C. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, the hot chocolate in Plant City. We got Save in the DMV, D.D. Willingham, live out of D.A. tonight. CeeLo Boston, chilling out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, thanks for rocking. We'll be back on Friday, 9 p.m. I don't think Hot Chocolate feeling that dude, Say James, before that.
I still got love for Save, just the way I had before. I just have met a lot of females here lately, and I'm not saying that they're the majority by any means, but, you know, the tide is kind of changing where women do want men just to be flat, right out, honest, and don't go through with the BS.
Not the majority. We could get a feedback from somebody's radio.
Was that me?
Yeah. There you go. That's better.
Okay.
It's not the majority.
I mean, no, it's not the majority, but there are a lot of females out there that just want men to be honest and not go through with the BS and all of the promises of hype and, you know, delusions of grandeur, and that's not really what you want. Like, keep it real. Give me the chance to make the decision. If I want to rock, I'll rock. If I don't try and, you know, bamboozle me into just getting some ass if that's all you want.
A lot of times with females, if you are honest with them, from the beginning they can start out, okay, that's what they're gonna run with. But you know when they cut off that cookie, and then they say, okay, well we can't do that. But then they want, can we go out to eat together? Can we go to the movies? Nah, cause they want something else. If the sex isn't any good and you're cutting off because of that, then we cut off everything. But now you're sitting there, you're saying, hey, I want to go ahead. I want to go to the mall. I want to go walk to the parks. No, you're changing the game plan.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. That's like there's a chick out, like, you know, I used to have to fix the seasons, like, you know, summer, winter, spring, and fall or whatever. Every 3 months I would switch up and have a style of squalor. But anyway, I had this one chick that I told when I initially got with her, same thing like what you're talking about. Like, yo, I'm not looking for no girl, but if I see something I like, then they'll know. We was dealing for, like, you know, 2 months, you know, casually hanging up, you know, hanging out with each other, you know, doing our thing and everything. And after a while, she came and asked me, like, yo, what are we doing? I was like, yo, I told you, I'm not looking for nobody. We both adults making adult decisions. Let's keep having fun. But, if, you know, that's too much for you, it's all good. So, you know,
what is the fun? Are you doing things that, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend do, or y'all just get together
places, you know, like if all my boys, you know, have an event that we going to where you were supposed to have a lady on your arm, you go do certain things or whatever together, whatever, you know, she would be with me. You know what I'm saying? We go.
You don't do that with the chick that you're just smashing. See, that's the mistake. That's where you're misleading her. If you're just smashing, you're just smashing.
I'm misleading her. She wants to hang. I can't help if I'm good company. People may like to hang out with me. I like people to hang out with me. I like to have women on my arm. I mean, I can't help that. It's a reflection of you. Who you have your arm is a reflection of you.
No,
That's the misconception.
You know what I'm
if you're just smashing, you don't take her out. You take someone out that you want to be
thing,
with,
the thing is,
not
the
someone
thing
you
is,
just
not,
want to smash.
The thing is this. The thing is this. At that point in the game, I had a team of at least five. She was the point guard.
Oh.
She got the most attention. You dig what I'm saying?
She was the point guard.
She had two
but
the point guards.
She had the
She's
most potential, but
the
you
coach,
still didn't
right?
want to be with her.
Most point guards are extension of the coach, correct? So she was that.
But you weren't
she was,
keeping
you know,
her on the team long term.
She was on
she
the
was,
team.
She was on the practice squad. No.
No, she was on the team. She didn't have a guaranteed contract, but she was on the team.
We may have to pick this up on another Relationship Wednesday because this is getting a lot deeper than I anticipated.
Hey, this is an ongoing battle, you know, right here.
Oh, it will be.
And I'm going to win.
Hey, I got a question, Tim. Hey, Tim, when are y'all going to do a live, on-site, in-person broadcast? Because I want to be there.
There it is. Hey, you need to help us do it in Washington, D.C.
Hey,
no
Tim,
doubt.
You got my number. I'll do the groundwork. I'll find a spot we can do it at.
Hey, let's do
let's
it before President Obama leaves office. Let's do a big block party, and then from D.C. we can go over to Dubai. Hey,
I'm
with that Dubai boost,
friend. We are that team about to be international. He is TM Hyman the General. He is the ever opinionated Sabe James. I am always mature hot chocolate. She is Madam CeeLo Boston. Dee Dee Willingham. Toya on our team also. Nokia the Entity. TM Hyman Radio. We love y'all. We'll see you on Friday.
Hey, hit me cool.
Going to DC, y'all. Look for us soon.
Follow me on Twitter, please.